Om Shri Sai Ram. As I surrender, I offer my prayerful pranams to the Colossus of Love, the personification of Supreme Divinity. I bow forth my beloved Bhagavan. Myself being Shrunkhala Milind Kaushik, an alumni of Shri Satya Sai Balvikas, I welcome each and every soul wherein my beloved and most dearest Sai Ma resides. I welcome you all to the second day and the third session of All India Shri Satya Sai Balvikas Alumni and Group 3 meet for 2013. To begin with, I'll commence singing for my Swami. Sai tum ho hamare, hum hai Sai tumhare, aisa nata tumhi se, tum Bhagwan hamare, Sai tum ho hamare. The Vedas are actually a body of knowledge and scriptures. The Vedas are the breath of God. They were not the compositions of human beings, but arrived through intellect and logical reasoning, for which only the rishis were qualified. Basic teaching of Vedas is that to whichever economic, social or intellectual strata you belong, you are a child of immortality. So, in the beginning, we will experience the magnificent Veda chanting from students of Tamil Nadu.
Hari Om Gana Yeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspatana Shrinvannu Divhissi Dasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajevar Vajini Vati Dhinama Vitrayavato Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Brahma Me Tuma Madhu Me Tuma Brahma Meva Madhu Me Tuma Yaste Soma Praja Vatso Bhiso Aham Dushvapnahantarashaha Yaste soma pranagastan johami Trisuparnamayachitam brahmanaya dadyat Brahmahatyam vayete nandhi Ye brahmanas trisuparnam pathandhi Te somam prapnuvanti asahasrat panktim punanti Om Brahma medhaya Madhu medhaya Brahma meva madhu medhaya Adhyano deva savita praja Savisau bhagam paradashvapni agam suva Vishwani deva savitar duritani parasuva Yat bhadram tanma asuva madhuvatarutayate madhaksharanti sindhavah madhvirna santoshadihi madhunatta mutoshasi madhumat parthivagum rajah madhudyaurastu napita madhumano vanaspatir madhumagum astu suryah madhvirga vabhavantunah ya imam trisuparnamayachitam brahmanaya dadyat bhrunahatyam vayete gnandi ye brahmanastrisuparnam patanti te somam prapnuvanti asahasrat pankim punanti Om Brahma Medhava Madhu Medhava Brahma Meva Madhu Medhava Brahma Devana Padavi Kavina Mrishir Viprana Mahisho Mrigana Shyena Gridhra Nagasvaditirvana Nagum Soma Pavitramatyati Rebhanne Agum Sashyoti Shatvasurantariksha Saddhota Vednishadati Thirduro Nasate Rishatvara Sadrita Sadvyama Sadabja Gojarita Ja Adrijaritam Brihate Ruchetva Ruchetva Samitsravanti Sarito Nadhena Antarhita Manasa Puyamana Hrutasya Dhara Abhichakashimi Hiranyayo vetaso madhya asam tasmin suparno madhukrit kulai bhajannaste madhu devata vyah tasyasate haraya saptatire swadhan duhana amritasya dharam Ya idam trisuparnamaya chitam brahmanaya dadyat virahatyam vayete gnandi ye brahmanas trisuparnam padhandi te somam prapnuvanti asahasrat pankim punanti Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Man Mandir Me Raja Di Raja Tum Ho Sai Maharaj Tum Ho Sai Maharaj O beloved Sai Ma, you are Raja Di Raja, the Emperor of Emperors, of souls of thousands and millions. We, the Balvika students, Group 3 and alumni, express our immense love to you, Swami, by offering Sai Mere Sai at thy lotus feet. You are our Jagat Guru, our Vishwa Guru, Rajadhiraj Sai Maharaj.
Sai Ra.
That was indeed a wonderful performance by students who promise complete Sai session in the whole world. Swami says, every living being, knowingly or unknowingly, is on a spiritual pilgrimage. For me and all of us, this path to divinity was lit by Sri Satya Sai Balvikas. Similar is the story of Dr. Rajan Anand from the state of Himachal Pradesh, who has done his Bachelor of Medicine and Bachelor of Surgery from IGMC Shimla and is currently working as a junior consultant in the Department of Anesthesia at the Super Speciality Hospital in Prashanthi Nilayam. He is our first speaker for the session.
Shri Sai Ram, my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, and my loving Sai Ram to one and all. Ma, mother, is the first word that every child utters, transcending the barrier of language, race, and country. When in pain, the first person we think of and call spontaneously is Ma. And listening to this call of a child, no mother can wait. Her heart melts. Setting aside everything else, she rushes to help and share love. More than 40 years ago, the Divine Mother's heart melted to the cries of her many children. Yes, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, whose love is more than that of a million mothers, responded to the prayers of her children. In 1969, Swami launched the Bal Vikas movement to blossom today's children into citizens and leaders of tomorrow. Swami invested something more powerful than money, pure and selfless love. It is His love that has blossomed millions of children into youth of character. There are hundreds of teachers known as Bal Vikas Gurus, guiding these young aspiring minds to follow the divine teachings and guidings of Bhagwan. I am fortunate to have my mother as my Bal Vikas Guru. She made sure that each and every moment of my life, I surrender all my thoughts, words and deeds to Him. I always felt the unseen hand of our loving Lord guiding and guarding me in every step of my life. I am grateful to Swami for blessing me with my physical mother, who persistently taught me to do my best and surrender to Him. I was in my 8th standard when Swami started the super speciality hospital in Parthi. One day, while returning from bhajan with my mother, she said, "I pray to Bhagwan to bless someone from our family to become a doctor and serve Him in His hospital." At that very moment, I promised myself that I would make every effort to fulfill this wish of hers. As years rolled by and time finally came, I was unable to qualify the medical entrance examination. I felt lonely and lost. I don't know what to do. To be on safe side, my father told me to start preparing for engineering entrance as well. I was totally confused and was not able to decide what to do. My mother understood my plight and she told me to pray sincerely for divine guidance. Dear brothers and sisters, ice also takes some time to melt, but my divine mother's heart melted in no time to my sincere prayers. In a dream one night, I was crying and pouring out my woes to Bhagwan. He hugged and assured me that He would take care of everything. He directed me to start preparing for medical entrance and not for engineering. At the same time, He instructed me to keep maths book on my study table just to satisfy my father. On the night of my medical entrance, to silence my skeptical mind, Swami reassured me in a dream that I would definitely pass this time. With Swami's blessings, I got 6th rank in the state medical entrance examination. When I joined the medical school in Shimla, I was going to be away from my physical mother for the first time. She was wondering who would help me at the time of despair. Who would guide me? What is the correct path? What if I fall into bad company? She prayed to Swami to be with me. Fortunately, the Divine Mother has been my constant guide and companion, nurturing me into a beautiful flower in His divine garden. While in medical school, Swami gave me some clear-cut instructions through His dreams, some of which I would like to share with all the students present here. I quote, "Do not engage yourself in unnecessary conversations with your colleagues. Avoid bad company. Don't go from room to room in the hostel. Constantly chant the Gayatri Mantra. Watch your thoughts, words and deeds. Do not hurt anyone." Unquote. Swami is a hard taskmaster, and whenever I faltered, He would remind me and help me to implement these instructions in my day-to-day activities. My sister's wedding ceremony was fixed when I was in second year MBBS. I was overjoyed but worried at the same time, as my final exams were scheduled immediately after the wedding. With the wedding excitement all over the house, it was impossible for me to prepare for the medical exams. After the wedding, with just few days left for the exam, I started revising the mammoth text, knowing very well that I would never be able to complete the syllabus. On a Thursday evening, with just 3 days for the exams, something prompted me from within to go for bhajan that evening. My friends, who were drenched in books, discouraged me, but I knew the only bhajan would help my disturbed mind. I went for bhajan. I went for bhajan and prayed with all my might. Dear Lord, I have wasted 3 precious hours attending your bhajan. I am neither asking you to write my exam nor dictate the questions and answers to me. O dear creator of this universe, please create little time so that I may revise my syllabus. When I got back to the hostel, I was amazed to find all my friends playing cricket. They welcomed me with the exciting words, "Rajan, your Swami has postponed the exams by a month." I then realized the hours had not been wasted, but invested with an interest rate of 10 days per hour. Needless to say, I passed with flying colors. Years in medical college flew by, and then came the struggle for the postgraduate degree seat. I prayed Swami to bless me with any PG seat in His super speciality hospital. My beloved Lord again came to my rescue in a dream. He said, and I quote, "Your stars are very bad. You are not going to be selected anywhere this year. But Swami can do anything. You are 100% selected for my hospital." The Almighty will prevailed, and I got selected in the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital and went on to become an anesthesiologist. Swami has helped me to realize my dream, and now it's my duty to realize His dream and serve Him forever and ever. On behalf of all the Bal Vikas students here and across the globe, I pray to you, Saima, please bless us with your infinite grace so that all of us become the ideal instrument in your divine mission. Holding hands, we move in a determined stride. Nothing can stop us with Mother Sai on our side. Deeply touching the lives of many, without asking for a single penny. By the spellbinding radiance of love in our hearts and the essence of wisdom that pure knowledge imparts, uplifting the consciousness of the nations to the beauty and awe of the entire creation. Nothing can stop us. Oh world, watch out. We'll shine Swami's light on every doubt. Through these bodies, Sai current will flow, and fear, hatred, and ignorance will gradually go. World peace and harmony will grow, and love on the faces of all will glow. The golden age will gleam and beam in all its story, and another chapter will be started in universal story. We will continue, we will proceed, and with Swami's blessings, we will succeed. No stone left unturned, no lesson left unlearned. In performing our role and doing our share, O world, watch out, it's Swami's love that we share. We are the pacemakers, the torchbearers of truth. O world, watch out, we are Swami's Bal Vikas children, we are Swami's youth. Jai Sai Ram.
It all started merely 14 years ago. I was an anxious and over-enthusiastic kid, hopping around the house all the time until my guru saw me. My mother forced me out of the Balvikas every Sunday to attend Balvikas classes. I went, but only for the sake of toffees, but was unaware of the giant magnet pulling me towards itself. This dragging of mine by my parents and gurus is of vital significance, and it has made a permanent connection between me and my Swami. Balvikas is the place where I learned I am not born to be reborn. I must attain salvation. I came from God and must go back to Him. For this, I must indulge in Namasmarana and keep good company even as I carry on with my daily task. Satsangatve nissangatvam nissangatve nirmohatvam nirmohatve nishchalatatvam nishchalatatve jivanamukti. This will lead me to detachment, which is the pathway to liberation, the goal of human life. I call upon Miss Anuja Pathak from the state of Assam, who is an esteemed Balvikas guru in Bangalore and currently working as a technical writer and instructional designer at Dell Research and Development.
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Pranams to all my elders present here, Sai Ram, to everyone, to all my brothers and sisters also present here. As Balvikas alumni, I'm sure we are all aware of Chinna Kathas. So, a Chinna Katha I start with. Just that this Chinna Katha happened to me, which showed me Swami's omnipresence. It was during one Shivratri, 2008 if I'm not wrong, that Swami, during his discourse, mentioned something very strange. I remember Professor Anil Kumar's voice translating it thus: among the birds, the bat is a very different kind of bird. And he repeated that twice. The discourse went on, but the bat was not mentioned again. I was a little surprised, because the bat reference here seemed a little out of context. And so I wondered, why bat? But about one thing I was absolutely sure: Swami would never say anything that is meaningless or purposeless. I did not get any explanation, however, until the next day. The next day in the morning, at around 4 a.m., I went to the Gayatri temple for pradakshina. It was dark still. I started the pradakshina when I suddenly heard a screeching noise. Distracted, I looked towards the wired fence and I saw something very small hanging over there. The screeching noise was coming from that small thing hanging on the wired fence. I also saw a huge bird hovering around the small thing hanging on the fence. It wanted to swoop down at that small thing, but then there were people around, so this huge bird was scared. With a sudden shock, I realized that the small thing hanging on the fence was a baby bat, and the bigger bird hovering around it was the mother bat. The baby bat had obviously fallen down from its mother's side. So I looked around for some help, and a Sevadal member nearby helped me in lifting up this baby bat to one of the branches of the big banyan tree next to the Gayatri temple. The baby clutched to one of the branches and I was standing there waiting and watching and wondering if the baby bat could climb up the branches of the tree on its own and climb up the tree on its own. Suddenly I saw the branches above the baby bat shake a little, and I saw something coming down towards, almost sliding down towards the baby bat. It was the mother bat. The next scene that I saw was perhaps one of the most beautiful scenes that I've ever seen in my life. Upon reaching the baby bat, the mother bat opened her wings. The baby bat clutched onto the mother bat's chest. The mother bat closed her wings around the little baby bat and started climbing up the tree. It was the baby bat which was enclosed with love by the mother bat's wings, but somewhere I felt I was the one who was enclosed with Mother Sai's love. I realized that this is the reason why Sai Ma had mentioned the bat in the discourse the previous day, so that I become mentally ready for this amazing rescue drama the next day. Nothing that Swami ever says is ever meaningless or purposeless. Nothing ever happens without His will. This incident most importantly taught me that all of us are always at all times under His surveillance and protection. Another fact which this entire episode taught me is that the entire universe is nothing but a drama. Everything is pre-planned, like the way He planned the rescue for the little baby bat. He is the director and He is the enactor too. Yes, He is the enactor present in each and every one of us. In fact, He is our true identity. The identity that we are constantly searching for in this external world. If you notice, every moment we try to be somebody or somebody's. I am somebody's mother, I am somebody's daughter, I am somebody's son, somebody's sister, somebody's father, somebody's brother. Or I am trying to be somebody. I am a vice president of a company, or I am an engineer, or I am a doctor. We identify ourselves with these roles so much that we think they are our real identities. But are they? We get lost in all these role-playing. We forget that this is all role-playing in a huge drama. And in all these roles, who is the real me? That is where Swami came in, and that is exactly where Balvikas comes in for me. Balvikas for me is an answer to an identity crisis. In fact, the whole goal of Balvikas is to put us on the path of the answer to the question, who am I? And I feel so lucky that even before I could actually speak properly, or even walk properly for that matter, I was attending Balvikas classes thanks to my mother, who herself was a Balvikas guru. In fact, I am so grateful to my mother. It is she who put me on this path, on this spiritual path. It is from her I learnt about Swami even before I knew my own name. Rather, the label that is my name. While children all around us were learning to take up identities from the external world, the Balvika students, that is we, the Balvika students, were learning to shed identities. We were being told that Swami's form mirrored all that we truly are. Sat, Chit, Ananda, being, awareness, bliss. Swami's physical form might not be here today, but let us, His Balvika students, His Balvika alumni, never forget the real reason why He came. Let us not make Him another picture hanging on the wall. Again, Oka Chinna Katha, like Swami used to say. A guru, once while traveling far and wide, came upon a jungle in which two tribes were living. Both the tribes were living in very primitive conditions. They did not even know how to light a fire. The guru taught them how to light a fire, taught them how to cook, and many more other things. After he went away from that place, and he went away after teaching them everything he knew, one of the tribes continued practicing what he taught them. Generations passed, they forgot the guru, but they did not forget what he taught them. They practiced what he taught them so much so that they became themselves like the guru. The other tribe, however, did not do so. They did not practice what he taught. They made idols of him and worshipped him. He became just another deity in the jungle for them. Now, which tribe do you think gained more out of coming in touch, out of coming in contact with this guru? Obviously, the tribe who practiced his teachings. This is exactly where we, the Balvikas alumni, need to do a self-check. Are we, the Balvikas alumni, walking his talk? Are we walking Swami's talk? Or are we making him yet another deity in the jungle? Time and again Swami repeated, "Your life is my message." There is a deeper meaning to that. We would love listening to Swami's Chinna Kathas, but I think right now it is high time we realize that we are his Chinna Kathas. Each and every one of us here are his Chinna Kathas. His little stories, his little fairy tales that he himself has penned down. While saying the phrase fairy tale, another incident comes to my mind. As a child, I believed in fairy tales a lot. I loved them. I'm sure every one of us here had loved fairy tales at one point of time or the other. Quite a few years back, I was here in Kulwant Hall taking darshan of Swami, and I remember I was very upset that day. I do not remember why I was upset, but I was very upset that day, and I do remember what I told Swami because I was so upset. I told him mentally, of course, "Swami, why is life so difficult? Why cannot life be like a fairy tale?" And I also added, for no reason at all, which till date I cannot understand, "Swami, I think the grown-ups are right when they say fairy tales are just tales. They are good for reading. They are lies. They do not exist. Life is not a fairy tale." With such a depressive mind, I went out of the darshan hall, and I got this sudden tremendous urge to go into the bookstore, which is right across the entrance gate of the ashram. I listened to this urge and I walked into the bookstore, and a small book in the corner of the bookstore caught my eye. That book's name is Sai Darshan. I picked up that book and I randomly flipped it open, and the page which stared back at me in the face said, and I quote, "When your love for me is true, I respond at all times. My words echo. I know I am present. Do not worry. When you hear these words, know for sure that the fairy tale will end happily ever after." Words cannot describe what I felt at that moment. My mind blanked out. Mother Sai had responded once again to her child's cry. Every moment with Swami is a fairy tale. Every moment with him is a miracle. Every breath with him is a miracle. His love for us is much more than the love of 1,000 mothers put together. And we are his messengers, his army, his sparks. He would call us Prema Swarupalaras. That is our true identity, and it is up to us to spread this message of his. He is love in action. I did say is, because he is love in action through us right now, right here. Our motto at the moment needs to be, "Haath mein kaam, man mein raam." He would constantly say, hands that serve are holier than lips that pray. That should be the motto of our Bal Vikas alumni present here. Every time we say we follow Satya Sai, our actions become a statement defining him, at least to the rest of the world. So, what kind of statements are we putting out today? Bal Vikas exams are not just the group 1 exams, group 2 exams, or the group 3 exams. Bal Vikas exams start as soon as the 9 years of training, Bal Vikas training, are over and we come out to face the world. Are we ready for it? I think we are, after all these years of training that Swami has given. Most importantly, however, it is not just being ready, it's being eager to serve the Master. And we can be of service to the Master when we wholeheartedly realize and feel the main reason behind Swami's advent into this world. The lesson being which we need to pass on to our children in turn, that Swami is just the wake-up call to the gods that we all actually are. Jai Sai Ram.
I would like to share a short poem for my dearest Saima. जीवन के सभी पलों में जीना सिखाया है, कठिनाइयों से लड़ना सिखाया है, लहरों को चीर कर आगे बढ़ना सिखाया है, कभी वो दोस्त बने कभी भाई, कभी बंधु कभी कृपा सिंधु, और आगे क्या कहूँ, जिसने मुझे बनाया है, मुझी में वो समाया है, मुझी में वो समाया है. I call upon Master Pratik Dugal from Haryana, who has previously worked at the National Informatics Center as a network administrator and currently working in cable and wireless worldwide.
Humble pranams at the lotus feet of beloved Sai. We all are blessed that we are here. Today, I'm really thankful to my Bal Vikas gurus who made me capable to be here. And I'm really thankful to my parents who took this right decision to send me to the Bal Vikas classes at the right time. And at this stage of my life, I can feel that yes, transformation was going on. At the time when I was in Bal Vikas Group 1, Group 2 and Group 3. We all are familiar with Bal Vikas training program, which includes Group 1, 2 and 3. 9 years. Oh my God. Don't worry. Let me give you a quick calculation about the time what we had spent in Bal Vikas Group 1, 2 and 3 to learn all teachings of Sai Educare. In a month, it is 4 to 5 times. Hence 50 to 50 times, 50 to 50 hours in a year, equal to 3 days. So it becomes 9 days to clear one group, that is group 1. And total of 27 days to clear group 1, 2 and 3. What an amazing figure. Just 27 days out of 9 years, 27 days out of 3,285 days, and I'm transformed, and we are transformed. Hence we can say that our smart parents were really smart who had taken this decision to send their children to the Bal Vikas. Why I'm calling this Bal Vikas training program as a process? Because it is the only process who has the power in it to transform the child. And if you will think in a broader way, you will find that we were getting something extra. Yes, something extra at that time. And that was nothing but human values. Earlier, there were dadis and nanis in the house who were doing this tremendous job, this divine job of educating their children. Nowadays, we are finding nuclear families all around. Hence, our Bal Vikas Gurus, yes, our Bal Vikas Gurus are doing this divine task to educate children on human values. Therefore, on behalf of Mother Sai, I call upon all parents to spare these 27 days out of 3,285 days to get them transformed. Moreover, the education what I got in my school, in my college, has taught me how to earn money, how to get status in the society. But the Sai Educare has taught me how to live in this world, how to educate your heart, how to discriminate between good and bad. And I'm really thankful to all Bal Vikas Gurus for imbibing these good qualities, to inculcate these good qualities in the children through the process of Bal Vikas. At last, I would like to share some of my experiences with Sai. In my 10th standard, I got less marks in my board examination. Then I decided that I'll work hard. I'll work hard for 12th board examination and I'll top in my school as well as in the district. Hence I started doing hard work and was very happy to see that I'm done with revision of all subjects. And it was done 7 days prior to the 12th board examination. But I don't know what happened to me that day. I got infected with some kind of viral and got hospitalized. I became so weak that I was unable to even move my hand. My parents were also worried that how he'll be able to give his 12th board examination. They even asked me that if I'm ready to drop this year. Doctors also suggested the same, as I was not in a position to exert. But anyhow, I decided that I'll attempt my exams. And this is what which only I know, that how I had attempted those exams. Being a non-medical student, PCM, physics, chemistry and math were my core subjects. And out of 36 sheets what I got, I wrote 2 sheets for physics, 1 sheet for chemistry and only a single sheet for math again. For physical education and English, it was the same case. And when exams got over, I was very well aware that yes, I am failed. I am absolutely failed in all these exams and I have to clear this exam next year. I have to give my 12th board examination next year once again. But I really got surprised when NIC, National Informatics Center, declared the result and I got first division in 12th board examination. But at that time, who was aware that one day I'll work with NIC, National Informatics Center, as the network administrator? Yes, Swami blessed me once again at the time of my interview with NIC. Interview was for the position of network administrator and the eligibility criteria was 3+ years and expertise in networking. But what I was having is 1.3 years of experience and little knowledge of networking. Anyway, the panel took the interview of all the candidates and gave me my feedback as, your technical networking skills are not much good, but your human networking skills are superb. I was confused at that time that what they are saying. And as they were searching a techie, hence I was aware that I'll not get selected. But when they announced the result, I again really got surprised that out of many candidates, out of many experts, they have selected me as their network administrator for Karnataka region. That time I was thinking that why they have not taken those guys, why they have not taken those experts who were having 4 to 5 years of experience and expertise in networking. And what I feel that why I got selected is because of the confidence and because of the positive thinking which I got from Sai Educare. And I'm really thankful to Swami for giving me this confidence, this stability in the form of truth, righteousness, peace, love and non-violence. And as Swami once has said, that my life is my message. So now it is our duty, our responsibility to carry his message forward. Sai Ram.
Swami, aapke liye to jaan bhi hazir hai. But Swami doesn't want this. He wants love in action. As practice is better than percept, Swami, the essence of truth, the embodiment of peace, the epitome of love and the icon of non-violence, expects nothing but collective action of complete transformation of the self and then the world. Here we have Sri Ramesh Srinivasan with a doctoral degree in chemical engineering from California Institute of Technology, where he worked in a Nobel Prize winning technology. A Balvikas alumni active in Sai organization. He currently works as a healthcare consultant in a premier management consulting firm. He is here to guide us to the path ahead. Mission 2015.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most reverential and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan. Dearest Lord, respected elders, fellow alumni of the Shri Satya Sai Balvikas, dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Rams to all of you. As I stand here today, on this holy ground, in the loving presence of my sweetest Lord amidst this august assembly, a myriad of emotions flood my mind, but the most overwhelming of them is gratitude. Gratitude to Bhagavan for having brought me to his lotus feet in this lifetime. Gratitude to my Balvikas gurus for having sowed the seed of love for God in my young heart. Gratitude to my parents for having nurtured that seed of love. Sri Satya Sai Balvikas has provided me and to all of us the foundation for a lifelong journey to rise in love for God and for all things godly. Bhagavan, in his infinite grace and in his infinite compassion, sparks the lamp of love in each of our hearts at a young age. And even if we want to go away from him, Bhagavan never lets go of us. Bhagavan's omnipresence, Bhagavan's omnipotence, Bhagavan's love carries us across oceans, across continents. A few years ago, when I was in the U.S., part of the organization there, we were organizing a Sai spiritual retreat. And as part of that spiritual retreat, we had invited the alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, the so-called music boys, to come and offer a garland of musical songs to Bhagavan as part of that spiritual retreat. And while being proud of being a Sri Satya Sai Balvika student, always had this yearning in my heart that I wanted to be a student of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. That never came to be. And so I took upon myself the task of taking care of all of Swami's students, hosting them, providing hospitality as if Bhagavan himself had come. The spiritual retreat went extremely well. On the very last day, the very last program was an offering of bhajans by Swami students. And as I sat right behind Swami students looking at Bhagavan's picture, immediately a dam broke inside me and emotions started pouring out. And in my mind, as tears profusely streamed down my cheeks, I prayed to Bhagavan, Bhagavan, why did I not become your student? Why did you not accept me as your student? What wrong have I done either in this lifetime or past lifetime so that I did not get that opportunity? And the more I dwelt on this, the more tears came. It was almost as if the heart was being wrung like a wet towel. And as these thoughts kept coming, I asked Bhagavan, is it because I'm a stepchild of yours? All of these students are your real sons. I'm your stepson. Which is why you have kept me away from you for so long. And in the very end, I gave Bhagavan a little bit of an opportunity to make up for his lapse. So in my mind, I told Bhagavan, all right, probably some great sin of mine has caused me from not being your student. Can you at least not give me a hug? Is that too much to ask for? I went home that day, continuing to cry. All of the Sai elders, all of my Sai brothers were very worried and concerned. But how could I share with them the shameful secret that I was accusing the Lord of being a stepfather? I went to bed crying that night. Never imagined that so many tears could actually flow from a human being. The next morning at about 4 o'clock in the morning, I get awoken by a phone call. It was a Sai brother of mine who had called and said, Ramesh, I want to tell you something. Swami came in my dream. You were also in that dream. You and I were sitting with Swami at the dinner table, and Swami kept ignoring you and kept talking to me. And you kept crying in the entire dream. You kept crying. But you know what happened then? Suddenly, Swami got up, Swami ran towards you and gave you a big hug. Hearing this, I broke down again. Owned by the love of the Lord, sitting in America, in my own mind, praying to Bhagavan for a hug, and here he is, giving me a hug. It is said that Swami can listen to the footfall of an ant, the sneeze of a butterfly, the yearning of every sincere heart. As my brothers pointed out earlier, it melts in no time. Bhalvikas not only teaches us to rise in love for God, it teaches us to love all things godly. And that means a responsibility to practice the teachings of Bhagavan. I recall this was the final year of my engineering program in Mumbai. And as was the fashion in those days, there was a mad rush among all of the students to actually get admission to a foreign university. And so in the final examinations, it turned out that many of my fellow students were not shy of borrowing from each other during examinations. And so they would encourage me to actually participate in this activity with them. But Bhagavan has taught us through Bhalvikas that excellence, while the goal of human life, has to be balanced with values and character. And so the scene that I would describe to you is a final examination. We had three rows of benches. 59 students in the class were seated in two rows. There was one student seated on the third row all by himself. It turned out that I actually did not come first in class. And so it was a grief disappointment for me. And I kept asking Bhagavan, Bhagavan, you said that if you follow truth, truth wins. Why is this, Bhagavan? Time came for admissions to the universities abroad. And with Bhagavan's grace, I was awarded admission into one of the leading universities in America. But even more importantly than that, Bhagavan gave me the opportunity to work in a laboratory that was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry while I was a student in that laboratory. So indeed, yes, truth triumphs. What Bhagavan wants is certitude. Certitude in character, certitude in following his teachings. But the urge and the yearning to follow God and follow all things godly comes to us through Bhagavan's very special instruments. And they are our Balvikas gurus. The Sri Lalita Sahasranamam praises the Divine Mother as Avyaja Karunamurti, she who showers causeless unconditional compassion. And to me, our Balvikas gurus are conduits of that ceaseless compassion of our beloved Bhagavan. In my own case, I was a lone Group 3 Balvika student in the Samiti that I was in Mumbai. And my Balvikas teacher used to live a few kilometers away. And for 3 years, brothers and sisters, my Balvikas teacher would change 2 buses to come and teach me, one student, for 3 years. All of us may be familiar with that story of the starfish, a beach littered with starfish, and there was a young boy who kept picking up a starfish and throwing it back into the ocean. Another person approached him and said, "What is the use? There are thousands of starfish lying on the beach." The little boy picked up a starfish, threw it back into the ocean and said, "It made a difference to that one." And yes, my Balvikas guru's love and dedication for Bhagavan made a difference to this starfish. The last day and a half for us alumni has been a time of reconnection, recollection, rejuvenation, but now it is time for rededication. The Holy Bible says, "To whom much is given, much shall be asked of." We as the alumni of Sri Sathya Sai Balvikas have received unceasingly from our beloved Bhagavan, unceasingly from our gurus. How do we repay a debt so great? The honest answer is, we cannot. We cannot repay this debt. But what we can do is to live up and practice the teachings that Bhagavan and his Balvikas gurus have instilled in us. My mind goes back to 1990, April 28th. The scene is in Mumbai, Dharma Kshetra. Bhagavan had visited Mumbai that year for 3 days. And it was a year when I was graduating from Balvikas. In the evening, we had a program by the Sri Sathya Sai students of Mumbai. And I was seated right by the stage pit. My role that evening, the opportunity, was to lead all the students, graduating students of Balvikas, in Jyoti meditation in front of Bhagavan, and then recite a prayer. So as we were seated in the pit, bhajans were going on, suddenly Bhagavan rose from his chair, walked in my direction, pointed to me and asked me to come up on stage to receive the certificates, the diplomas, on behalf of all of the students of Sri Sathya Sai Balvikas, Mumbai. But there is a twist to the story. Because another student, another Balvikas brother, was actually given that role that day to go up and receive certificates from Bhagavan. And so me, in my desire to follow my Balvikas guru's instructions, stayed put. I did not go up to the stage. Bhagavan beckoned a second time. And at that point, Nimish uncle sitting here, in his not so gentle manner, gave me a big elbow to my ribs saying, "Go, Bhagavan is calling." And then I ran up and received the diploma from the divine hands of Bhagavan. And that day I became an alumnus of the Sri Sathya Sai Balvikas. A few moments later, I led all of the children, the graduating students, in Jyoti meditation. And after that, I recited a prayer that all the children recited after me. O Lord, take my love and let it flow in fullness of devotion to Thee. O Lord, take my hands and let them work incessantly for Thee. O Lord, take my soul and let it be merged in one with Thee. O Lord, take my mind and thoughts and let them be in tune with Thee. O Lord, take my everything and let me be an instrument to work for Thee. As soon as I finished this prayer, Bhagavan motioned for Aarti to start. And Bhagavan rose, Aarti sat, and I just simply sat down where I was reciting the prayer. Aarti was over, Bhagavan retired to his quarters. And as the crowd began to disperse, suddenly there was a rustle of the curtain behind the stage. And lo and behold, Bhagavan re-emerges back on the stage. And this time, his gaze is fixed straight on me. His face is looking very stern. And he walks in my direction like a laser. And right from the distance, he beckons to me to come up on stage. And at this point, fear seizes my heart. Because I knew that something was not right. At that moment, I realized that in my rush to sit down as Aarti had started, I had sat down on the lady's side. And so in my mind working overtime, I thought, oh my God, forgive me. I run up to the stage, I kneel down at the steps of the stage, and Bhagavan looks at me and says, the prayer you just said is wrong. I was stunned. I was stunned because I had learned that prayer from a letter that Bhagavan had written to his students and to Dr. Hislop in Swami's own handwriting. And so Swami said, the prayer you just said is wrong. I was stunned for words. Bhagavan then asked, do you know why the prayer is wrong? I said, no, Swami. Then came the divine revelation. Bhagavan said, in the prayer, you keep saying, take, take, take. I have come to take, but you must learn to give. Give, give, give. And then in his divine compassion, he gave me Pada Namaskar. This incident, brothers and sisters, has left an indelible impression on my mind. It is not that the words of the prayer were wrong. It is that the intent behind the prayer has to be one, not of passive devotion, but of active surrender. Active surrender to give to Bhagavan all that he desires of us. To give of our mind, to give of our talents, to give of our time, to give of our energy. Not for Bhagavan, but for the good of the world that he had come to bless. Service to the world is the way in which we can redeem or attempt to redeem our debt to Bhagavan. Service is something that we have all learned from Bhagavan. I remember a story, a Sai brother of mine was very close to Mother Teresa. And every time she would come to Coimbatore, he would be in charge of hosting her and receiving her. So once when Mother Teresa landed at the Coimbatore airport, she walked out of the terminal and she was carrying a small satchel. The Sai brother said, Mother, is there more luggage coming behind you? And Mother said, no, this is all that I have. He asked, Mother, but you're going to be here for 2 weeks. You surely have more luggage. And Mother said, no, I only have 2 saris, one that I wear and one in my satchel. The Sai brother asked, why, Mother? She said, you know, in the morning when I wake up, I don't want to be thinking about what color of sari I'm going to be wearing that day. Because those few moments are given to Jesus. And therefore, for me, every minute, every moment of my life is in service of Jesus. Even that fraction of a second, I do not want to lose in the service of Jesus. Yesterday was the 150th birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. And we in our group 3 Balavikas were taught of the ideals that Swami Vivekananda set for the youth of this country. And so, may I pray to Bhagavan to give us the strength to love Him with all our mind, our heart, our soul, and to rededicate ourselves to His mission. The organization that He founded completes 50 years in 2015. It is up to us, the Sri Satya Sai youth, the Sri Satya Sai alumni of Bal Vikas, to carry forward Bhagavan's mission with self-confidence, with self-sacrifice, with self-satisfaction. May I conclude with Swami Vivekananda's clarion call, Uttishthata, Jagrata, Prapya Varan Nibodhata. Arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is reached. Jai Sai Ram.
Bal Vikas is a reason to smile. Bal Vikas is a reason to smile. Bal Vikas is the breath of mine. My blossomed pathway to excellence indeed. The journey defining the existence of my life. Now, when I look back, I set my eyes upon a road of the scent of heavens called Bal Vikas, which Swami chose for me. The girl who attended Bal Vikas for toffees now distributes them to her children. The duty of Bal Vikas students and alumni is to ponder on what we can do to contribute to the growth of Bal Vikas. We have to pause here and think ahead. So, I call upon Deputy National Coordinators of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, Srimati Kamala Pandya, Ms. Neeta Khanna, and Srimati Sashibala to have the compendium of articles released by the national coordinators Srimati Sarla Shah and Srimati Vidya Srinivasan on the theme Bal Vikas, the pathway to excellence. For the Achievement Awards, I now call upon Sri Nimish Pandya, Vice President, Sri Satya Sai Organizations, India, to take over the proceedings.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We come to a very important dimension of the convention in the third session here. We come to the felicitation of those alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas who have achieved a sense of excellence in their lives, not only in their professional lives, but the important factor is that despite their involvement successfully in their professional lives, they have found time, inclination and commitment to be a part of the Sai organization in furthering the mission of our beloved master. These awards for excellence are a different kind. I do not for a moment want to say that these are anything that has to do with the ego of the person who is going to be awarded this. But the sole purpose of these awards of excellence are that it showcases to the world that such kind of a lifestyle is possible and that people should emulate without being at all egoistic about these awards. Normally awards are a part of ego, but the Satya Sai Bal Vikas Excellence Awards for alumni are nothing to do with ego at all. In fact, they are an act of humility and only a source of inspiration for the entire world. I now call upon Sister to start with the proceedings on the ladies' side and help us, Sister Aparna, to take the first call.
Om Sri Sai Ram. First, I welcome Srimati Sanchita Bose from Kolkata, West Bengal. She has completed her BA and has done diploma from the Institute of Sri Satya Sai Education, Mumbai, and is presently working as a teacher in Sri Satya Sai Bal Vihar School, Kolkata. She has completed her Bal Vikas course in 1988 and since then working as a Bal Vikas Guru. Presently, she is District Education Coordinator, a sincere, tireless, and an active Bal Vikas worker. Introduce to you now Srimati Indira Daleep from Patiala, Punjab. She has completed MA English and is presently a homemaker. She has also worked as nursing technician in Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital, Puttaparthi till 1990. Presently, she gives training to Bal Vikas Gurus in Veda recitation, Gita slokas, Bhajagovindam slokas, etc. She is one of the most sincere, obedient, dedicated and efficient Bal Vikas worker and guru from the state of Punjab. Now, I call upon the stage Miss Rajini Suri from Shimla, Himachal Pradesh. She is born to a Sai devotee family and is an active participant in Bal Vikas activities since childhood. She has completed MA Economics Honours and has attained Diploma in Satya Sai Education. She has been actively involved in all activities of Sri Satya Sai Organizations, Shimla. She is at present Managing Director and Principal for the school, a Sai school with a difference, the Moon Public School, where Swami's teachings are taught as the main subject. Now, I take pleasure in inviting Srimati B. Padmavati from Hyderabad, Andhra Pradesh. She has done MSc, MPhil and PhD from University of Hyderabad and is working presently there as a faculty in Department of Mathematics and Statistics. She has to her credit many national and international publications on mathematics and she is a visiting professor to many universities worldwide. She is an active member of Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. Now, let me introduce to you Srimati Aradhana D. Rivadkar from the state of Maharashtra. She is an 8-time gold medalist and university topper, being the first time in the history of Nagpur University. She is presently working as company secretary and legal head in a subsidiary of Mahindra Satyam Group, Hyderabad. She is a Bal Vikas student from the year 1999 and is an active member of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization from the year 2003. Now, I call upon the stage Sunita Chowdhury from Jaipur, Rajasthan. She has completed her Bal Vikas classes in school. She is BA, BED and is presently pursuing MA directly. She takes Bal Vikas classes in school daily 1 period and is actively involved in Satya Sai Seva organization and works as a sevadal whenever needed. An outstanding example of a student who has risen to heights because of determination and faith, though she is from an extremely conservative section of society. Jai Sai Ram.
Now it's my pleasure to invite the another alumni, Kartikeya Dwivedi from the state of Uttar Pradesh. He was blessed to be the recipient of Sri Satya Sai educational system right from his childhood. It all started with attending Bal Vikas classes and thereafter schooling from the 8th standard in Swami's school at Sri Sailam. And finally, culmination of his studies with MBA at Swami's Lotus Feet. Currently, he is looking after accounts and finance work of upcoming Sri Satya Sai water supply project in the Anandpur district taken up by the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Please welcome Mr. Karthike. The Bal Vikas provided the foundation to the human life. Now I would like to call here another alumni who actually blessed with the name of Sai Kiran by Bhagwan himself. Bhagwan's grace also resulted in the coveted blessing of Aksharabhyasam. He was blessed with the numerous chances to take part here in programs. He also joined the Sundaram Bhajan group as a tabla player. He has been actively involved in the managing key national initiatives such as National Bal Vikas Sites, Sai Yuvak e-Magazine and Sai Net portal also. He serves as Chairman and Managing Director of ICOM Technologies and Chairman of the Board of Directors at Adept Technology. He also serves as a part of the Advisory Board of Raksha Technology. Please welcome Sri Sai Kiran Murli. Today, our Bal Vikas alumni is also at a very higher position in this society. It's my honor to invite Sri Hari Ranjan Rao from Madhya Pradesh, who actually belongs to Indian Administrative Service of 1994 batch. He has designed new IT investment policies for the top IT companies like TCS, Infosys. He has won National Tourism Award in the year 2010 by the Ministry of Tourism. Being an IAS, he is also a very active member of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization and participating in various Srimati level Seva activities like medical camps and youth motivational camps also.
At this stage, I must mention that Sri Hari Ranjan Rao is one of the most senior bureaucrats in the government of Madhya Pradesh. And as I hear the grapevine say, there are two chief ministers who vie for him to have him as his principal secretary because he is the one who gives the truthful advice to the chief ministers and they know that they are safe in his hands.
Now I would like to call Rakesh V from Kerala, who has done Master of Management from the Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay in the year 2012. He is the recipient of the prestigious award Devang Mehta for the best student in management in the year 2011. As well as he is the recipient of multiple scholarships from the IIT Bombay. Currently he is working as a program manager at the Amazon.com. Now I would like to call Shri Pratik Dugal from the state of Haryana. He has completed his BTech in electronics and communication in the year 2009. He has worked with National Informatics Center, Bangalore as a network administrator. Currently working as the network consultant with cables and wireless worldwide. Now I would like to call upon Dr. J.P. Dash from the state of Orissa. He is the director of OFRB and is a past Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas student. He is an officer of IOFS cadre serving for Indian Ordnance Factory under Ministry of Defense for the last 22 years. He has done doctorate in social marketing, PGDME and public policy, MBA in finance and BE in electricals. He has served as a director, National Academy of Defense Production, and has headed office at Staff Selection Commission at the Raipur.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Now we have Sai Prasad Patki, who has his Master's in Labor Studies and Master of Commerce, and is currently working as a human resource professional with Divan Housing Finance Limited, and is a proud alumnus of Bal Vikas of Thane. He is the major backbone for Sri Satya Sai Gramin Seva Kendra. A hearty welcome to you, sir. The next awardee, Sri Satyanarayan R. Kumar, qualified with BTech from IIT Madras and MS from Pennsylvania State University, USA. He has got 24 years of experience in software development field, currently heading the customer-specific development at Nokia Siemens Network. I feel immense pleasure in welcoming him. Here we have Hemant Dayal Bhai Patel, holding a degree of MSc, working as a Managing Director, Protective Paints Private Limited. As a Bal Vikas alumni, He prays to Swami to grant him an opportunity to serve in the ashram by supplying paints and also in the super speciality hospital. Hearty welcome to you, sir. Avinash Mohan Rao, who had participated in Swami's 60th birthday celebration at Prashanti Nilayam and has done BE in Mechanical Engineering, also did MBA in Business Economics. Visited two orphanages in China for mentally challenged children. He attended a Sai Zonal Youth Conference at Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia in January 2010 and also involved in a zonal group consisting of Hong Kong, Japan, Taiwan, South Korea and China. A hearty welcome to you, sir. The next awardee is Uttan Kumar, who was a state topper in Group 3 in the year 1996. After completion of MCA and UPTU, he is working as a senior software engineer, Apollo Health Street Limited. Now, he is rendering seva for a leprosy patient since 10 years. Hearty welcome to you, sir. Here we have M.M. Sai Vinod from Karnataka, who had completed diploma in jewelry designing, now into business. And now he is coordinating functions which are held at Prashanti Nilayam. I feel immense pleasure in welcoming him. Thank you, sir. Om Shri Sai Ram.
And now I have a little surprise. A surprise for all of us. It's amazing that when the divine wants that all thoughts should converge into one point and that thoughts should manifest into action, all start thinking alike. This is the story of my All India president and me as his vice president. The event that has to happen now seems to have been independently merged in the two minds of the All India president and the vice president. It so happened that when I came to Prashanti Nilayam this time, and we are going through the list of all the alumni of the Bal Vikas students, I found that many of them working in the Institute of Higher Learning, in the Satya Sai Hospital, and in the Satya Sai Central Trust, the key people whose faces we have seen all the time, and though they have been mentored by the master himself, but the foundations were in the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas when they covered the Bal Vikas movement. I was a little apprehensive because discipline demands that one has to go through protocol in inviting this very, very special gentleman. But I was relieved when the All India president yesterday mentioned in his talk, and he said that I want the alumni of the Bal Vikas all over the world to come and work for the Sai institutions as one of the most paramount objectives. And when he said that, I breathed sighly and I said, this must go through very smoothly. I now have the pleasure, brothers and sisters, to introduce you, those warriors of Sai who have dedicated their lives to the divine mission. Each one of them capable of living a fantastic life outside, but with a considered decision, with great humility, and a promise made by them to their divine master. They have sacrificed their lives at the divine lotus feet and committed to work for the institutions that belong to Mother Sai, the beloved Sai. I now have the pleasure, as I read out the names, I would request each one of them to come forth and stand here so that the world can know, as a matter of great enthusiasm and inspiration, that this also is possible in the world of the 21st century when hope doesn't exist. Brothers and sisters, please welcome first Sri Mohan Kumar Dora from Odisha, who now works in the Satya Sai Sadhana Trust, Media Trust, and alumni of the Bal Vikas of India. Sri VNS Malleshwar, who now works in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. We have Dr. C.N. Sundaresan, a Bal Vikas alumni, and a great surprise. We have Sri Neeraj Chandra, who now works for the Satya Sai Central Trust. We have Sri Abhishek Rao, who works for the Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Nilayam. We have Sri A.S. Vishwanath, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanti Nilayam Campus. Sri Ravi Kumar Tyagarajan, the warden of this Bangalore College. Sri Gauri Shankar R., who works in the university. Shri Karthikeya Dwivedi, who now was just introduced and works for the Central Trust. We have Raghavendra Raju, who now works for the Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. We have Shiv Kiran Gupta K, who works for the Institute of Higher Learning Campus, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. Dr. N. Shiva Kumar, Shri Satsai Institute of Higher Learning, Vrindavan Campus. Mr. N. Venkatraman, Shri Satsai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashantigram. Rameshwar Prushti, the triology of the Prushti brothers and sisters. Rameshwar Prushti from Odisha, in charge of finance and accounts, Shri Satsai Central Trust. We have Shri Nanda Gopal, Institute of Higher Learning, Vrindavan Campus. Shri A.U. Jai Ganesh, Shri Satyasai Central Trust. Shri Venkateshwar Prushti, the second Prushti. Shri Satsai Higher Secondary School. And we have the third Prushti, the Bishweshwar Prushti, who worked at the Prashanthi Digital Studio. And ultimately, and last but not the least, Sir Shiv Shankar Sai, the ex-warden of the Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. I now request dear brothers, on behalf of the Satsai Organization India, we recognize and appreciate your commitment to Bhagwan. And we have requested you, and we are grateful that you could agree to come and stand here, not because you are desirous of this appreciation or that you ever yearn for this appreciation, but your presence here is going to inspire many, many young minds all over the world who are a part of the Shri Satyasai Bal Vikas movement. I request, on behalf of the SAI organization, please accept a token of our love on behalf of the entire world organization. Yeah, fast, fast. Yeah, get fast. I think they deserve a very big round of applause. Finally. This only proves, brothers and sisters, that the Shri Satyasai Bal Vikas is the undercurrent for all great things that have to happen. I must mention at this stage one gentleman who has brought glory to the Shri Satyasai Bal Vikas, and he is from Chennai, and Sai Shravanam Ramani. The young man was to be here today, but unfortunately cannot be here. An ex-alumni of the Shri Satsai Bal Vikas movement. Many of you have seen the new movie in town called The Life of Pi, which is a 3D movie in technology. The sound of this complete movie was a part of the effort and the work that was done by Sai Shravanam Ramani from Chennai. And today, brothers and sisters, the music that he gave is now nominated for the Oscars for the next year. But the amazing story behind this is, when Bhagwan visited Chennai a few years ago and went to the studio where Sai Shravanam works, amazingly he told Sai Shravanam, that your music will travel all over the world. The Lord knows before the event happens that this Oscar was to be granted to this great person. We seek Bhagwan's blessings on Sai Shravanam Murali. And incidentally, he happens to be the son of my colleague, the Vice President, Sri N. Ramli, who is in charge of the southern states of India. And I think they all deserve the great blessings of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Amazingly, also with us today is another young man, an alumni, who is a colleague of Ramesh Srinivasan from the United States. His name is Sanjay Murali. He is a Bal Vikas alumni, and currently he is in charge of the entire region of the Mid-Atlantic in the United States for Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. And he himself is the alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. All I request, Sai, if you can just stand up, I can introduce you, all of you. Please come. Please welcome Sanjay Murali from the United States, who has been with us today. And thank you very much for being with the part of this convention. But in all conventions, it always happens that always I have just received a little complaint, and I have to deal with that complaint. And that complaint comes from a very, very different source. Please welcome the complainant of the complaint in the All India Convention of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas.
Om Sri Sai Ram. The complaint has been given by our Sai brother Sanjeev.
Sai Sanjeev.
Sai Ram, sorry. He's not Sanjeev, he's Sai Sanjeev. Always he corrects me. Sanjeev, Sai Sanjeev, what is the complaint?
Introduction.
The time is running, man. What is introduction for you? Last year, okay, I'll give an fast introduction for you. Sai Sanjeev, first performance, stage performance was here, last year, Bal Vikas Convention. After that, he has traveled across Tamil Nadu, motivating, sharing Swami's message to a lot of Bal Vikas children.
Singapore?
Yes, correct. He has gone to Singapore also. And this the introduction is enough for you. What is the complaint? Everything is wonderful. This Bal Vikas event was so grand. And the past Bal Vikas students across the world, everything, the present.
Future?
What? Past students are there, present is there. And what future?
You forgot, huh?
What are you forgetting?
Last year you did know. Future. Satyajit.
Satyajit. Last year?
The small Satyajit. You want?
Yes, yes, yes.
This year you forgot. Future.
How can anybody forget? A big thanks to Nimesh uncle. He will never miss anything nice. We thank all his kindness. He is going to reveal the future of Bal Vikas. Sai Ram.
Yes, the complaint of Sai Sanjeev is very important. We talk of the glorious past and we talk of the powerful present. But what about the most hopeful future? Brothers and sisters, last year we had the young boy Satyajit from Kerala, who was the master of Vedas. And this time we've traveled from Kerala to the land of Punjab. Please welcome Vinayak from Punjab. Stand on this.
Hold this. Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai. I am Vinayak Mahajan. I come from Punjab, the land of five rivers, the frontier belt of India. We have been guarding the borders of India for many centuries, braving onslaught of many invaders. I stand here before you as a student of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, where my Bal Vikas Guru has told me to fight the enemy within me. What is the secret of leading a good life? A happy life is not necessarily the successful life. From my Bal Vikas Guru, I have learned the importance of not just spirituality, but spiritual life based on the ideals of spirituality given to us by Bhagwan Baba. Is it important for me to be the best doctor or the best engineer in India? No, no, no. From attending Bal Vikas, I have learned and realized that it is important for me to be the best child in my home and in my neighborhood. It is most important that my school teachers love me, my friends respect me, and my parents trust me. They should know that I will bring a good name to the family because I am a student of Bal Vikas of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. Jai Bharat, Jai Sai Ram.
I must share one secret of Vinayak for you, which brings the hope for the future. The future of Bal Vikas is as grand as the Lord and Master himself. Because when I ask Vinayak, why are you breathing so hard? He says, sometimes I have a problem. And then his guru tells me he hates to go to doctors because every time he falls sick, he depends more upon the vibhuti that he eats than the medicine of the doctor. Right? Correct? Thank you, brothers and sisters. I'll let sister continue the process.
हमको तुमसे प्यार कितना साईं तुम ही जानते दिलों की धड़कन तुम हो साईं तुम हमारे प्राण हो हमको तुमसे प्यार है वी Music is the language of soul. Music connects us to the eternal divinity, which lies nowhere else but within us itself. God descends from the heavens wherever his melody is sung. Right from the baby's first cry to the chirping birds in the sky, music is pure exhilaration. We are just few seconds away from experiencing a divine musical presentation from the twin states of Goa and Maharashtra, followed by bhajans from the alumni of Kerala, Madhya Pradesh and Haryana. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. We, the students of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Goa, from the twin states of Maharashtra and Goa, present before you a musical entitled Our Swami. The state of Goa is rich in culture and music. We have blended the various languages of Konkani, Hindi, Telugu, Marathi and English in this presentation. So here we go. In this blessed Kali Yuga, the charming baby of Devaki, who spent his glorious childhood with Mother Yashoda and the gopis and gopas of Vrindavan, incarnated on earth as the beloved son of the chosen Mother Ishwaramma, auspicious signs heralded the birth of this Purna avatar. He was the darling of Subbamma and captivated the heart of one and all with his darshan, sparshan and sambhashan. Come, let us behold the birth of the Lord in our hearts. Lord, we often long to see your beauteous form that pervades our entire being. Like gopis of Vrindavan, we now seek you in every creation around. Is there a place where you do not exist? You smile at us from the colorful flowers. You caress us through the gentle breeze. You illumine our thoughts through the radiant sun. You cleanse us with sublime raindrops. And you are ever present within us as love. Longing for your darshan in every being is our sadhana, in constant awareness of the real entity. As fragrance abides in a flower, as reflection is within the mirror, so does our Lord abide within us. Why search for him without? Divine Master, you have adorned our lives with your precious teachings. Our birth will indeed be sanctified when we make our lives your message. And this we offer at your lotus feet, Swami.
After the melodious rendition by the typically Goan music presented by our sisters, I have a very pleasant announcement to make on behalf of the Sri Satya Sai Sadhana Trust. There is a publication on the called Shruti, the Eternal Echoes a Chants. This is a compilation of Shruti, chants, and it is the blessing of Swami that this compilation will be given to each of the participants of the members of the Sri Satya Sai Alumni Convention and the Group 3 students, which will be distributed to you in the fourth session in the Purnachandra Auditorium. I think we are grateful to Bhagwan for this divine gift. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Oh. Gajanana, Gajanana. Gajanana, Gajanana. Prathama Pujana Ganaraya. Pratham Pujana Ganaraya. Gajanana, Gajanana.
Gajanana, Gajanana.
Pratham Prarthana Sri Ganaraya. Pratham Prarthana Sri Ganaraya.
Prarthana Sri Ganaraya.
Lambodara Ganaraya.
Lambodara Ganaraya.
Lambodara Ganaraya. Gajanana, Gajanana.
Gajanana, Gajanana.
Pratham Pujana Ganaraya. Gajanana, Gajanana.
Gajanana, Gajanana.
Pratham Prarthana Sri Ganaraya. Lambodara Ganaraya. Gajanana, Gajanana.
Shine. Sai Baba.